Real Talk Pop Culture Junkies. It's your boy Mars in the building. And I gotta say, y'all see the picture on your screen. Y'all see what's going on. Y'all see what it is. She wanna expose her baby daddy. One of, we don't know how many she actually has, but she wanna expose this man for bringing his child that he got with her some food, because she asked him to do that, and because he bringing his child food, she wants to make him some type of bad guy or whatever. She putting energy, look at what she putting the energy into. That's what I want to focus on before I cut into anything else. She putting her energy into, one, putting her business out there. Two, they a family. I don't care how many baby daddies she got, they are all a family. So she's disrupting her family. She's disrespecting her family. She disrespecting one of the men she chose to have kids with. And she embarrassing herself and the kid. Her kids. Because you obviously somewhere. That don't look like a front door to a house. You somewhere. You out and about. Like, I got my kid with me right now. I got multiple kids all over the place. So I'm not shaming nobody for having multiple baby daddies or nothing like that. No. What I'm saying is, what would I look like asking one of my other baby mamas to do something for one of my kids as a man? So as a woman, what do you look like asking one of the men you had kids with to do something for the other kids? But she's not even asking. And that's what we're going to get into after the video. So after that video, because I'm doing two things right now. I'm doing the podcast and I'm doing the YouTube and Facebook video. So I'm going to take a quick little break for you listeners and for you video watchers. So you can go ahead and take a look at that. And when I come back after the commercial for you listeners, I'm going to just go in on what's really like bothering me. I guess that's the way to describe that. And I got that baby shark playing in the background because I got my kids. It's like really, it's distracting. Hope y'all don't hear it. But anyway, it's your boy Mars in the building. Real Talk Pop Culture Junkies. Check this little clip out. And check this ad out if you're listening. So yeah, y'all just saw that. She wanna do all this exposing. She wanna be toxic and dramatic. But if you got multiple kids, I'm pretty sure you got some type of assistance card. I'm pretty sure you got some type of cash assistance or something like child support or wherever. If you do hair, anything. Whatever it is you're doing. Because I got multiple distractions coming. People calling, etc. Whatever it is you're doing. I know you got to make it a priority to make sure your kids eat something. And they got to be, where's your pride at? Where's your sense of pride? Where's your dignity at? Where's your backbone? Where's your, you know what I mean? Where is it? Where's your sense of pride at, baby? That you even put that on social media. But then what really burns, what's really eating me up is, Not only is she shaming the man who did show up, but she's not even saying anything about the niggas that she can't call. And that's disrespectful as fuck. It's disrespectful as fuck. And of course, you already know, in the peanut gallery on social media, it's idiot women who saying men are mean and all this other shit, and he should do this and he should do that, but flip the roles and watch how many women say they're not obligated to do that shit, or watch how many women throw in your face that they did some shit for you, for your kid, or whatever the situation is. It's very different. Very different. Because, I mean, there's women out there that'll do for your kid that don't got no kids with your ass. You know what I'm saying? But again, the shit get threw up in your face, and it's very different. A man, any real man anyway, just wouldn't do that shit. And that's why you see an uproar man trying to opt out of relationships with women, or just saying they just don't want a relationship with a woman who already got kids with other men. Not another man. Other men. Because I'm obligated to do this, I'm obligated to do that, and this dude is just off the hook. And what if you got your own kids? You get what I mean? What if you got your own kids as a man? Like I said, if they not together, that's not that nigga obligation. Nah, if this nigga taking you on as his woman, if that is his obligation to make sure all them kids get this, that, and the third. Now, here's the thing. Somebody's in that monkey. Somebody getting that monkey. Somebody definitely, listen to me, somebody getting that monkey. Is she putting that pressure on the nigga that's getting that monkey to make sure all them kids eat? Because that's who you need to be pressuring. I'm sorry, ladies. I know y'all don't like being held accountable. Kevin Samuels showed me that much. But come on, man. This man showed up, did what he's supposed to do, and you trying to shit on him. But if you get a car and a house, and you in your mid-20s or 30s, we supposed to feel like you accomplished something. But this man doing what he's supposed to do, and he don't get no type of energy like that. You in your mid-20s, mid-30s, and you just now getting your life together, we supposed to act like you didn't accomplish something. But this man doing what he's supposed to do, and you ain't got that energy for him. You decide to put yourself first and stop chasing the bad boy, the hood nigga, the street nigga, the dope dealer. We supposed to act like you done did something amazing and great like we ain't ever seen before. But this man doing what he's supposed to do for his kid. You said, my baby wants some McDonald's, and he bring his baby, your baby, some McDonald's. Well, why you ain't got enough for everybody? That don't look like four burgers to me, sir, three burgers. Bro, beggars can't be choosers. Do you understand what I'm saying? These women do not like seeing a woman get called out. Because then, what if I want to do that dumb shit? What if I want to be full of shit? What if I want to be a bum? Because that's who she is at this point. She's a bum. She's the bum that asks for change or to buy food, and you get this nigga a sandwich and he look at you funny. That's the type of bum she is, bro. That's the type of bum she is. And I'm sick of women defending bum women, or just lame loser women, just because they pretty, just because they this, just because they a woman. The reasons get dumber and dumber. It doesn't matter. Nobody is obligated to do anything for anybody that's not their goddamn kid. You got people that don't even do shit for their own kids. And like I said, once again, these people are getting off the hook. But the man who do what he's supposed to do, or do what he... the man who do what he's supposed to do, that guy get what? What do that guy get? What does that guy get? It's your boy Mars in the building. Real talk, pop culture junkies. I want to hear y'all thoughts and everything in the comment section. If you listen to the podcast, get at me, man. Like I said, follow us on Facebook, follow us on Instagram. It's your boy Mars, man. Follow us on YouTube. You can watch the videos on YouTube. Real talk, pop culture junkies. I'm out, man.